Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Raw Impressions, Monday's music mini-episode. Welcome to Mini Music Month.
Man.
Yes?
Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Woman?
Mm-hmm.
I am still jet lagged. I got home exactly a week ago today, and I'm like falling asleep, sitting up.
You look like a narcoleptic.
I fell asleep with my laptop, and I broke my laptop.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
Which is really severely limiting my content possibilities.
I know. Maybe some of y'all noticed that we didn't have a video of our last episode. We did technically have video of it, but then the laptop took a tumble. And it's just...
I was just sitting on the couch looking at it. And then the next thing I'm like, it's on the... I mean, it fell onto a carpeted floor. It was like only like maybe a foot and a half that it fell. And
it's not right what happened.
It ain't right.
It's really...
It's
totally broked. And I love it when you bring your like... We were like, oh, this is new, right? We could trade it in. So it was from 2021. And I kid you not, the guy's like, yeah, it has no value.
It's a really nice MacBook.
No value, sir?
It's got a super powerful power thing in it.
God. And he's like, I don't care about that power. That power is 3 years old.
Man.
That power's dead to me.
Yeah, so if anybody wants any, I'll write out lyrics. You know how I do that thing where I write out the lyrics? Now's the time to ask me to do that for you. You got some gift ideas in mind. I'm here to do that.
I buy a fairly general store, knitwear, music-related items, and more.
I will even do Fleetwood Mac songs. I don't care.
Yeah.
I will illustrate lyrics for you.
Yeah, we had to order a new computer. That wasn't on the agenda. So
no, it was totally not on the
agenda. I was hoping to
maybe
replace one of the broken windows in our house.
I know. I got home. I was this
crap.
March is going to be awesome. You know, we're going to...
Song commencing in an unknown amount of Milli Vanilli.
Crazy like a fool.
What about Daddy Cool? Crazy like a fool. What about Daddy Cool? Daddy, Daddy Cool. Daddy, Daddy Cool. Daddy, Daddy Cool. Daddy cool.
loves in you. She loves her daddy.
A super jet lag. I didn't realize it till listening to it just now, but that sounds like jet lag.
Aww.
It's a very peppy disco song from 1975 by Boney M.
Unbelievable.
And I did a version of it, and I thought I was going to make it the same, but I just realized how slow it is. Like, oh my God, that's slow.
That's cool. You know what it reminded me of?
What?
Quentin Tarantino.
Really?
I was like, oh, this was making me feel like I'm seeing some crazy scene in a Quentin Tarantino film. Yeah. Doesn't it kind of sound like a Quentin Tarantino song? Like something would be on one of his soundtracks?
Maybe. He put Urge Overkill covering Hot Chocolate.
Yeah.
In one of his films. So it's kind of similar. Like Urge Overkill being an indie band covering Hot Chocolate, who are with this amazing UK disco band. Notably, You Sexy Thing. One of my favorite songs of all time. But then they also did this song, Emmeline, which Urge Overkill covered and is in a Quentin Tarantino film. So,
yeah, it had that vibe. It had that vibe for me. It was really cool. I'm like, wow, I don't think I've ever heard you do a song that I would say reminds me of Quentin Tarantino, but that definitely did.
Well, he pulls some cool old hits into his films.
Soundtracks are very interesting.
Or some like deep cuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Of course. We all know that.
Well, we know it.
I know.
When was that? The 1990s?
I know. Is he still around?
Quentin Tarantino? Yes. Okay. But you know who's not still around?
Boney M.
Well, no, they are still around. They're playing a show. They're playing a show in Latvia next week.
Wait a minute.
Or Estonia. They're playing a show in Estonia next week.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But wait, so I thought Boney M was... Okay. Did they also...
Hello. Kannst du mich hören?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
Can you hear me?
Grüß dich. It's Frank. Frank Farian.
Frank.
Wow,
he just died.
Hi.
He just died.
Oh, it's the spirit of Frank talking to us?
He died on January 23rd.
Yeah. But I had a wonderful life. I lived... to be 82 Jahre alt.
82.
Wonderful life. Wonderful terrestrial life in Miami. And also a very, very big fan of Raw Impressions. I would sit on the beach in Miami and listen to your podcast. Lou...
Yes.
I have one request.
Oh.
I would love to hear your version of Boney M's Painter Man. Of course, it's not...
No.
It was not Boney M's song. The song was originally performed by a wonderful band that I used to dance to in the mid-60s in Deutschland. The Creation.
Yeah.
Boney M did a version of Painter Man, this wonderful song, and I want to hear your version of Painter Man. Can you perform that for me?
I would love to, Frank.
Danke.
Bitte.
Tschüss.
Tschüss. Oh yeah. This is amazing. This was a like sort of a mod band from the mid-60s. They sounded like The Who. Really aggressive.
They were called The Creation.
The Creation. And they had
the
this
creation.
Song, Painter Man. And Boney M did a, like, not quite a disco cover, but they did a cover of it in 1978. Anyway, so yeah, I'll play it. No problem, Frank.
Well, I mean, yeah, he spoke to you from the grave.
Went to college, studied art. To be an artist, make a start. Studied hard, getting my degree. But no one seemed to notice me. Paint a man, who would be a painter man? Paint a man, paint a man, who would be a painter man? I tried cartoons and comic books, dirty postcards, have a look. Here was where the money lay. Classic artist had its day. Paint a man, who would be a painter man? Paint a man, paint a man, who would be a painter man? Did adverts for TV, household soaps and brands of tea, labels all around tin cans. Who would be a painter man? Painter man, painter man, who would be a painter man? Painter man, painter man, who would be a painter man? La la la.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Nice.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite like musical fun facts was Boney M. covered The Creation. I love The Creation so much. It's one of these sort of semi-obscure mid-60s band. They were concurrent with The Who. The myth is that the guitarist from The Creation was almost asked to be in The Who. Mm. He had this very distinct way of playing the guitar with a violin bow. Mm. And they incorporated a lot of feedback. And for some reason, they were huge in Germany. Mm. And I think Frank Farian, Frank, mm-hmm. heard them and then later paid tribute to the band and covered that incredible song.
That's so cool. So
that's something that Frank and I have in common.
Yeah.
But Frank he's a genius, this guy. Uh-huh. I got to settle down.
Yeah, you're a little amped up.
I can get really amped up about this. When I figured out that Boney M. and Milli Vanilli were related.
Right.
Frank.
He was the connector.
He's the connector. He created Milli Vanilli.
Right.
And Boney M., when they performed, they had this band performed that didn't they lip synced the songs.
Okay, see, that's what I was just going to ask you. Wasn't Boney M. actually another fake band in a way? Because they were the faces, the people, right? But it was not their voices. Is that correct?
It was one of their voices.
There were three women and one guy. Yeah, the guy was.
And the guy would pretend to sing Frank's voice because the recordings, like that, he sang Daddy Cool.
Frank Farian sang
Yes,
that?
He did. He couldn't really sing, but he would, you know, he did this sort of monotone.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And so.
And only one of the women were singing?
Were actually sang on the recordings.
Really?
But nobody cared.
Sure.
Nobody cared.
Well, this is pre Milli Vanilli, I guess.
Yeah, for some reason, Milli Vanilli same thing.
They were really ripped to shreds for their.
And the poor guys, the singers themselves, the yeah. actors, mm-hmm. the acting singers themselves were targeted, but the real, mm-hmm. the man behind the scenes was Frank. Wow. Frank put this together, but for him it was like, yeah, what's the big deal? This is what I've been doing, you know, for...
So for him it was just sort of another way of like doing performance art, and why are we like, you know... What is the right word? Is like vilifying Milli Vanilli and being like, how dare you? Is it because it's like insincere because it's marketed as like we're singing, but they're actually not. Yeah, so actually, it's the dishonesty of it. Is that the part? It's the dishonesty.
Like, they freaked out. Like they tried to sue Milli Vanilli and then there was a fraud lawsuit. And you could
So Boney M, though, they didn't come for Boney M being dishonest.
Nobody cared.
No one cared. I guess it was the disco era. They were like,
and they're still performing to this day. Boney M are enormous. They're huge.
But so
in
then
Europe.
Who's actually singing?
Well, studio singers. And that Frank was a producer. He was recording.
But so the band, is it literally the same guy and stuff who was the face of Boney M? Who's the voice? Like, who are they standing on stage? Where are the voices coming from?
Boney
is what
M,
I mean.
Boney M, smartly, what they did was they had a big band that they toured with backing vocalists that would do.
So the backing vocalists are really the ones carrying the song.
But the problem with Milli Vanilli is...
It was just them. No band.
Milli Vanilli... I'm not ready to stop this yet.
Oh.
No, I can't.
No.
No.
One more point to make?
Absolutely not.
Okay, tell it.
No. This has got to be told.
Okay.
Milli Vanilli performed to backing tracks, and they were doing a show in Bristol, Connecticut, and the backing tracks started to skip.
Mm.
And one of the guys, Rob, there was two guys. There was Fab, who was like the really good-looking guy, and then there was Rob, who was more of like this German guy. He was like this German guy.
Not saying, yeah.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
You're just saying Rob was better looking to you.
I'm saying
some people
Fab.
Could have been a or Fab. Fab Someone could have been more of a Rob's hot guy, but you were a Fab guy.
Rob was more, you know, and Rob also didn't speak English that well, so he did a lot of interviews where people kind of misunderstood what he had to say.
Oh.
Rob met a tragic end years later. He went into a life of crime.
Oh.
But when they played this show in Bristol, Connecticut, the backing track skipped and poor Rob like ran off the stage. And he was like humiliated, at the performance, nobody really cared.
Right.
And in a way, like pop music has just become more of that. People performing to backing tracks or augmenting backing tracks with a live performance.
Well, because it's so exhausting, right? You're trying to jump all over the damn stage and,
And I think, Frank understood that it was merely performance and entertainment. And in that way, he was incredibly successful. And he also really cultivated this really multicultural music and image behind the bands. And they were wildly popular. And Boney M, I mean, this is just scratching the surface. If anybody wants to like go into a really interesting little pop K-hole, rabbit hole, check out Boney M. They had a song called Rasputin.
Oh, yeah. We have their Christmas album, which I love.
They have one of their Christmases.
It's such a good Christmas album.
It's one of the, that's one of the best songs.
It has a lot of like almost Jamaican
there's a lot of
to it.
Yeah, the band actually... the lead singer, Bobby Farrell, the lead fake singer, Bobby Farrell, was from Aruba.
Okay.
So he had kind of Dutch background. He's buried in Holland.
Interesting.
He died a little young. But the women, they've kind of kept going.
Yeah.
Not all of them, but they...
So he's not in it because he's dead.
He's dead. He's Rob dead. From Milli Vanilli is dead.
Oh.
Fab Morvan.
Yeah, what's going on with Fab?
He's okay. All of these bands were formed in Germany and sort of masterminded by Frank, apparently a fan of our podcast. Recently deceased.
Sure.
January 23rd, he passed away. And I really wanted to do a little tribute to him because he, you all can take this further. I encourage you.
I'd like to see the Boney M guy's grave. I'd put a flower on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm there for it. We should put a link to the video for Daddy Cool in our show notes because it's so good. So good. We should
there's several.
That,
it's like them.
There's several versions of that song performed, but there's one in particular that I'm thinking
of. It's on Musikladen, which was this German
so
music
incredible.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, the lead guy, Boney M, goes, Daddy Cool. That's actually, the voice is Frank.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he was a fan of the creation. I mean,
yeah. 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 I have to look up The Creation. They sound like they were a good band.
Oh, man, they're cool. They're kind of like one of the coolest.
Really?
Yeah. One of my favorite little fun facts is Boney M., the Boney M. Creation link.
I love that. Well, on that note...
Yeah, I got really hyped up there.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks for tuning in, y'all. Mini Music Monday.
And on that willy-nilly, milly-vanilly, Mini Music Monday concludes. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.